It's Alistair Burns. I'm here in a wet and rainy Manchester with Andrew Chidgey from the Alzheimer's Society. Andrew, you've just spent a couple of days at the NHS Confed meeting here in Manchester. In terms of dementia, what would you say were some of the highlights?
I think there have been a number of things this week. We've been up here in Manchester talking to NHS managers from across the country about how we can improve quality of life for people living with dementia. And we've heard the NHS Chief Executive, David Nicholson, and the Chief Executive of the NHS Confederation, Mike Farrer, both talking about dementia and the importance of improving things in their speeches. But I think the real importance of the opportunity at things like this is to meet the delegates and to try and talk to them about what they're doing and see how we can make sure that things like the dementia sequin are implemented well.
And that sort of, if you like, the buzz from the shop floor, what were people interested in? You mentioned the National Dementia Sequin about the care of people with dementia and the general trusts. What were some of the other things that you were able to pick up?
I think people are very concerned at the moment, understandably, about the financial pressure on the NHS to find savings, to do things. And I think they're really beginning to understand that people with dementia are using a lot of services and we need to get better at making sure that people are using the right services and are identified more appropriately. The other thing is I think people are really starting to talk about the pressure that's coming on the NHS because of the lack of investment in social care services. So that's something that people are keen to look at as well.
And in your role as being in charge of publicity in the Alzheimer's Society, what are the kind of key things for the society at the moment in terms of dementia?
There's a great public awareness about dementia now, but there's not very deep understanding. So people have heard of the thing, Alzheimer's or dementia, but people haven't really understood, unless they have family experience, what the consequences are for people and what we can do to help people with the condition to improve their quality of life. So the big thing that we're trying to do in the Alzheimer's Society is to help the public understand what are the small things that you can do to help people live better.
And the Prime Minister's challenge clearly a great initiative and great opportunities.
This is the first Prime Minister that has taken a personal interest in dementia and has made a public speech about dementia. So this challenge that he's issued is vitally important. We've put out public questions that are on the Department of Health website. We'd really like people's views on, so we can understand how can we create dementia-friendly communities.
Okay. Andrew, that's great. Thanks very much. The sun's beginning to shine in Manchester and the sun beginning to shine on dementia. Thank you very much indeed.